Well, we're at the Herbicide Resistance Weed Management Field Day near David City, Nebraska, and we're talking with one of the guest speakers here, Phil Stallman from Kansas State University, actually based at the Hayes Agricultural Research Center, which is in northwestern Kansas.
Yes, west central Kansas.
Right. And you are a research weed specialist, scientist?
Yes, that's correct.
So you were here talking today specifically about herbicide resistance in the weed kochia. Now, as we were talking here, kochia mainly kind of a western high plains concern?
Yes, kochia really is present all the way from throughout the Great Plains, really, but tends to be more common in the drier portions of the Great Plains, certainly western Kansas, western Nebraska, eastern Colorado, spreading on up into the northern Great Plains.
But you also indicated some signs that it may be spreading east slowly.
Yes, we actually have a suspect population. By suspect, I mean a suspect glyphosate-resistant population at near Beaver City, Nebraska, that we have not yet confirmed, but all indications make us very suspicious that it could be resistant.
So for our listeners in eastern parts of the Corn Belt, how big a problem is the kochia problem?
Well, for the eastern part of Nebraska, it certainly pales in comparison to giant ragweed or water hemp, for that matter. But for the western Nebraska producer and other producers in adjoining states out west, it probably is going to be the driver weed that they deal with in terms of resistance. It's going to be more important than the water hemp or the giant ragweed.
Now, is this discovery of herbicide resistance in the kochia fairly recent? Or
we first discovered or confirmed resistance in 2007. We had looked at fields as early as 2005. We were having lack of control problems that we really couldn't explain for any other reason. But it was 2007 when we first confirmed resistance at four independent locations in Kansas. Then in 2007, we confirmed resistance at quite a number of locations, and it has just continued to spread. And now we have confirmed resistance all the way from southern Kansas all the way up into the southern Alberta.
So this challenge of herbicide resistance occurring all across the U.S., actually, as I understand it, and just talk again about the basic challenge we're looking at here.
Well, the basic challenge is that we've done the easy things. You know, with the advent of Roundup Ready crops and the ability to control a large number of weed species just with some total post-emergent applications of glyphosate herbicide, it was extremely easy, cost-effective, and so growers relied on that weed control tactic for years and years, to the point that when you have repeated selection, you start developing resistance. And so the thing that growers have to do today is change their thinking and adopt some of the older weed control strategies that they've gotten away from. Those things would be using multiple modes of action, crop diversity, certainly herbicide diversity, using a pre-herbicide down in a row crop and then clean it up with a post-emergent application rather than relying totally on a Roundup application post-emergence.
So it's going to require a little more management there.
Yes, it does. It's not going to be as easy, and you're right, it will control more management, but I think that is the reality of what we're looking at today.
Okay, so back to the kochia situation then. Do you have chemistries, tools to kind of get this back under control? Or?
Well, I think the listeners need to know that there are no new tools, even in the pipeline. The pipeline is not very full. In fact, it's bare. So we're having to rely on some old chemistry that we've kind of gotten away from using. And some of the weed control programs that we're looking at are more effective than others, but very few of them are 100% effective. So we have a challenge in front of us.
Not having any new developments here for a while, I mean, is it just difficult to come up with it, or are we not putting the research in that direction, or what's the problem there?
Well, we look to industry to develop new herbicides, and quite honestly, with the success of the Roundup Ready cropping systems, they just totally dominated the market for quite a number of years. A lot of the other companies simply got out of herbicide discovery. And where we used to have 10 or 12 or maybe 15 companies involved in herbicide discovery, today it's more like 5. So, and the easy herbicides have been found. So it's more and more difficult all along to find new novel herbicides or new modes of action, if you will. In fact, we haven't had a new mode of action for probably going on about 20 years.
Well, if the size of the crowd here today is any indication, I think they've got around 300 here. Apparently, the word is getting out, and there is growing concern amongst the farmers.
We have seen, those of us in academia have seen a major shift in thinking and among growers over the past 3 years. If we would conduct surveys 3 or 4 years ago, you ask, were they aware of resistance? Well, many of them were, but a surprising number weren't. You ask how concerned they were, and well, they were modestly concerned. You ask those same surveys today, and they're very concerned.